Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Frangela.
Hello.
How are you doing? Guess what? We have pulled Angela into Funky Cold Moderna. Who's on Team Moderna?
You got a
J&J originally, and then you got your Moderna.
Got my booster. What? I got my Moderna
Funky
booster.
Funky Cold Moderna.
Got it yesterday. Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting mine on Monday.
Thank you, Francis. When are you going?
I'm going next week.
All right. Good job. Hooray. We love superpowers for the next Sexy Liberal Tour. Hooray. Okay. Speaking of which, you can still see the party that is Sexy Liberal and Frangela's live appearance in Madison, Wisconsin, up to a year. SexyLiberal.com.
And it was a great show.
Oh, my God. Frangela, I can't. I got to watch the flight attendant bit over and over. Why are they not requiring vaccine to fly? You know, this is my bugaboo. I'm going to see my mommy in, 3 weeks for Thanksgiving. And this would save so many lives, wouldn't it? Before and it'll cut out half of the, I would say 90-something percent of the holes on flights, don't you think?
I absolutely think so. But I think that we should, as consumers, besides calling our representatives and senators and telling them, look, we want this, and the White House send letters, send postcards, we want this. I think write the airlines.
Yeah.
Twitter them, Facebook them, Instagram them, and say, we want this. If they see that the same numbers of people who actually want these vaccinations, which is the majority of the country, want them at the airlines, they will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Francis, don't you feel like it's to their benefit that these 6,000 incidents in the sky, there's probably a pretty straight line between people, mask holes and people that are punching people because they're being asked to wear a mask and people that are not vaccinated.
And asking a flight attendant to deal with these people is absolutely unfair. These people are being, and most, and it's a female dominated industry, job.
Yeah.
So we're putting women, mostly women, in danger of being hit, attacked, having to deal with drunk people who are angry. Let's try to figure out a way to keep these people off the flights.
Yeah. I just realized another reason, Travis, why I might have gotten my booster yesterday, because I'm a giant suck up. Because the nurse that gave me my shot, I saw her when I was in the line, and I said, oh my God, that's the coolest thing, that you got a water bottle that matches your scrubs, because I'm all about the matching. And so she was so pleased. And then she ended up being the nurse that got me.
Oh.
And she already liked me. And I always say to everybody when I go somewhere like that, I'm like, I'm so sorry if people are being jerks to you. Thank you for what you do. Right? And that's why I think she probably didn't care if I qualified.
Right.
She probably didn't care because she doesn't have to care because you were entitled to get the shot.
You're delightful.
At your age, you're qualified for it, Stephanie.
No, I panicked. Did I tell you that, Frangela? Because I thought I could qualify under the work requirement because we have to work in close quarters with no masks, being in radio. But they didn't even ask.
I think if you had the J&J shot, you can just get it.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're 2 months past your, the shot.
I panicked anyway. You know me, I'm bad at lying.
And I panicked too.
She's like, are you immune compromised? I'm like, no, but I qualify under the work thing. She goes, I just need to know because I give you a full dose if you're immune compromised.
I find in general in these situations, if somebody starts to question you, just look as crazy and sincere, like get your eyes really wide and say, I am under a lot of stress.
Strain.
It will really help me. If we could just do
that. That was me to the customs guy when I came back into the United States. That went over well.
Did you have a block of hash up your ass?
I'm carrying nothing into the United States.
Yes. Anyway, and then I also said, don't let people be crappy to you, and I'm with you if you strike. Okay, so I'm just a big psycho. To my Kaiser nurse. Union! You know me. I'm everybody's Norma Ray. Do it. I think this is a great thing. We talked about this in Madison, right? This reinvigorated workers' movement. Workers are like, no, we're had enough of this bull. This, you know,
right.
Crappy pay and no benefits and people being, pardon me, bulls to us.
Oh, dear.
Right.
But for tell you.
Yeah.
We're done. This is, I have a friend who works, she's a head of event coordination for a restaurant in Detroit. And she's been talking about why all these restaurants aren't open for lunch. And the owners keep saying it's because they can't find workers. We're understaffed. We're still not up to 50%. And she's like, that's garbage. She's like, because if you pay people correctly, you will have too many employees. She's like, we've been full staff because we raise people's wages to be commensurate with the standard of living, which it hasn't been done in, what, 40 years or something?
Yeah.
So it's like you've gotten away with, yeah, you may have to cut into your profit to pay people the wage they deserve. And the wage that they need.
And, you know,
and this is nobody's being greedy or lazy. They've just realized that, wait a minute, we can work together and we can all live better.
Yeah. And by the way, I think in LA, I could not be more excited that our mandates are here for everywhere. That's going to help because workers don't have to worry that they're going to work for crappy pay and get COVID. You know, if you have to be vaccinated to work there and to go there. Right? It's everywhere now in LA, right, Travis? I mean, it's everywhere. Restaurants, gyms. I was so excited. I got a thing from my hair salon. Starting, you know, November, like now, you have to show proof of vaccination.
Yep.
And so, you know, but that's the other thing is with all these people, we're expecting them to go to the front line, unvaccinated, not knowing who else is vaccinated, and have people punch them for asking them to wear a mask. I mean, it's you know.
No, it's you know what, and it's debilitating at your job to have to deal with people who are fighting, you know, the safety precautions. And, you know, and it's the same thing that has made me angry about the Virginia election, which is, what are we voting for? Are you actually voting for a person who is against saving your life? Against mandates, against workers going back to work. That's what if you voted for Youngkin, that's what you voted for.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
By the way, I would like to apologize, as I said on Monday, Wednesday, dumb white bitches has let us down again. Dumb white bitches are killing us. I don't know what to say.
I wasn't here for that.
I sent you Ellie Mistal's tweet. He was like, yeah. I see a lot of you know, college-educated white women are getting salty this morning over being lumped in with uncollege-educated white women, which were the majority in Virginia that voted for Youngkin. Yeah. But he said black women don't need a college degree to know who the domestic terrorists are.
No.
Yeah.
No. And nobody's asking me as a black mother how I feel about race being taught to my child. In school, ain't nobody ever asked me that.
Yeah, someone said, like, how young is too young to teach race? And I can't remember who it was. Like, oh, I don't know, I got called the N-word for the first time when I was four. How's that? Mm-hmm. I mean, right?
Yes,
we learn about it whether we want to or not. And it what's really hard is, you know, we can't have these discussions, or we try to have these discussions, and it's made very difficult. Because people get caught up in a lot of garbage, you know, and don't just deal with the issue, which is absolutely nobody's question. And in fact, the reason that we have African-American history classes is because we have always refused to teach this nation's history fully. That is not, this is not new. Yeah.
Not new. Well, you know what? I was reading a story recently of this teacher talking about, she asked, you know, her students, who discovered America? And everybody, without opening a book, can say on day one, Christopher Columbus, but no one can tell you the people who were in the millions when he landed.
yeah,
here in this country.
That's right.
Who they were and who was exterminated, because no one, because of the Eurocentric perspective, mm-hmm, that we teach,
yeah,
our history from. The reality is that there were millions of people here, and nobody can tell you what the name of that tribe was. That's specifically
right. But the whisper that you might learn about actual things like slavery and white people are in arms, and the reality is nobody's teaching critical race theory.
Nobody's
teaching it. It's a, yeah, lie. I'm sick every time they say it's a lie. It needs to be called out. I'm glad Biden did it. The president had to fact check somebody in real time about immigrants not getting paid. What was it that somebody, one of the Fox reporters, trying to say the government was going to give everyone who was separated from their child, every family, like $450,000.
Peter Ducey.
Which is a lie.
Yep.
Yeah, and apparently we're all drinking 13 gallons of milk a week, and it's something. The mainstream media, you know, we've discussed this. It's driving me insane. The hot takes on the election Tuesday. I mean, it's just, by the way, can we just talk? You know, I would never draw you into a discussion of anybody's biscuit making capabilities. However, this Winsome Sears, the African-American, was the first woman of color elected lieutenant governor of Virginia. Called out Joy Reid after Joy Reid described the GOP as dangerous, which they are. She said, "I wish Joy Reid would invite me on her show. Let's see if she's woman enough to do that." Oh, no, you don't come for our Joy Reid.
No, you don't.
She can have on whoever she wants to have on. But, I mean, basically, and Joy was saying this, I think, last night. I'm sorry. I don't, again, mean to bring up biscuits. I'm just saying, but this is how I feel like some white racists in Virginia make themselves feel better about voting for Youngkin, going, "I voted for the black right-wing lady. Look, see, I couldn't possibly be racist. It's just sort of fill in random black person here, you know?"
Yeah. Well, we're not a monolith, and there are always going to be biscuit-making, tap-dancing pancake makers. In every, we have them in all of our groups. You know, they're log cabin Republicans. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's right.
There are turncoats and traitors everywhere. Right. Women, the women's movement is a minority majority movement. We got traitors. We got problems.
Yeah.
Okay. But you want to step to Joy Reid?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, and what she said is the GOP is stoking that kind of soft white nationalism. Where is she wrong? She said you have to be willing to vocalize that these Republicans are dangerous, that this isn't a party that's just another political party that disagrees with us on tax policy, that at this point they're dangerous. They're dangerous to our national security because they're stoking that kind of soft white nationalism eventually leads to hardcore stuff. So anyway,
yeah, like maybe January 6th.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying this has been demonstrated. This isn't like hyperbole. This isn't people, you know, throwing adjectives. There's an actual demonstration. 600 people have been arrested. Not enough. And we've been seeing over and over again real signs of collusion and coordinating and crafting and planning from members of the GOP.
Yeah.
And this is not people making up descriptions.
Yeah.
They are not only dangerous, they're violent, and they've demonstrated it, and they're definitely okay with violence.
I'm just saying, a little cherry on top this morning, that Jenna, what's her name, Ryan?
Uh-huh.
The realtor, the realtor slash rioter?
Yeah. Oh,
her actual title.
Yeah.
She said she would not go to prison because she's blonde and white. And guess where she's going? Ha, 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 ha. Prison. Going to prison. She specifically said she won't be going to prison because she's blonde and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She about to learn.
What makes me the most mad is that these are the same people who say there's no racism.
Right.
So on one side of her mouth, she says there's no more racism. The only racism is against white people. Then the other side of her mouth, she's like, I can't get arrested because I'm white.
Yeah.
So which is it, Jenna?
Yeah. About to learn orange is the new black. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's going to be the most popular girl in her cell block. Huh?
I'm sure she'll make friends. You know how much people love racists there.